it's hard to face the brutal reality of whatever is happening to your business, to your life, to your career. But if you don't truly face that brutal reality, you're never going to get at those beliefs, those actions, those mindsets, those obstacles, those fears that are holding you back or holding your organization back from truly becoming what it could be. And then the other thing that you really have to do here is spend time strategically thinking about where you want to go in your life, in your career, in your business, and then starting to look at those gaps and where they exist and what it's going to take to accomplish them. Welcome to the Passion Struck podcast. My name is John Miles, a former combat veteran and multi-industry CEO turned entrepreneur and human performance expert. Each week, we showcase an inspirational person and message that helps you unlock your hidden potential and unleash your creativity and leadership abilities. Thank you for spending time with me today, and let's get igniting. Welcome to this episode of Momentum Friday. I actually have some amazing news to report. Last week, Passion Struck, for the first time, became one of the top 2.5% of podcasts listened to globally based on popularity. And I am so thrilled that you're here today to help us continue this journey. Today, I'm going to talk to you about a quote that I heard recently on another podcast I like to listen to, The Jim Rohn Show. And on it, he said, "It's important to learn from your mistakes, but it's better to learn from other people's mistakes. And it's best to learn from other people's successes. It accelerates your own successes." And that leads me into today, the message that I want to talk to you about. And that is the Passion Struck Accelerator process that we use for both individual and business clients. And I know you may be thinking about processes, they're so complex. Well, ours is more simpler than you may think. And we have been using it now for over 2 decades with tremendous results. It has worked in Fortune 50 environments, in startup environments, in small and medium business environments, in private equity environments, and it has helped change countless lives for the better when you use it for personal agility. I can't wait to talk to you about it today, and let's get on with the show. Today, I'm going to talk to you about the Passion Struck Accelerator process. But before I do, I want to talk about how I ended up starting to use it. When I was in the military, I was trained for the first time on major process implementations. And at that point in time, we were using something called total quality management from a gentleman named Denning. And at that point in time, the Department of Defense was trying to implement it across all the different branches of the service to try to improve performance across all levels. And so I went through 4 or 5 different evolutions of training and then practical use of how I applied it during my time in the military. And that served as a great backdrop for when I left the military and started my career in consulting. However, it wasn't until after my time at Booz Allen and I was joining Arthur Andersen that I really understood the full use of how a process could implement change in a dramatic and more consistent manner. If any of you have ever worked for Accenture, Arthur Andersen, or Andersen Consulting, then you've likely been to St. Charles. St. Charles is where all new recruits were sent for 2 to 3 weeks. And if you are on the consulting side of the business, one of the things you were indoctrinated into was a framework that Andersen used called Method 1. And this project methodology originally was developed in the late 1960s to start managing large mainframe type of software development projects. But by the time I got there, it had been modified 8 or 9 times, and it was now being used to help manage large ERP implementations, CRM implementations, strategy projects, supply chain overhauls, etc. And it was a huge very complex process. And so what I did is I took method one, and then I took concepts from the Agile methodology that I'd also been trained in, and I combined them into a much simpler to use process that consisted of six steps. The six steps are analyze, prioritize, ignite, execute, measure, and renew. And I'm going to walk you through each of them in more detail, but before I do, I'm going to talk to you about how I applied it at Lowe's. Years after I was at Anderson, I was recruited to join Lowe's, who at that time had just undergone the largest cyber attack in retail history. And my job was to come in and figure out the root cause and then clean up the situation permanently. And like many of the jobs that I had done before, I used this six-step process to get that job done and to do it expeditiously and in a consistent manner. First thing I did was I took a number of months to fully analyze the situation. What was brutal reality of Lowe's IT infrastructure, company culture, et cetera, that I was walking into that allowed that security attack to occur in the first place and for it to go undetected for so long? Next, I had to then understand where was Lowe's trying to go at that point in time and where did this organization need to be in order to get it there and to ensure that we didn't have another security attack like that. So once I figured out that final destination, then I had to map it back and start prioritizing into bite-sized chunks that we could accomplish in months, then a year, then 3 years, then 5 years, et cetera. And once I had that prioritization done, I then had to ignite a fire first in my leadership team by making sure that they were on board with tackling this and understood the priority, but more essentially igniting the entire organization so that they understood its importance, it was communicated to them, and they understood their role in making it happen. And once I had ignited that spirit, they were able to commit to it. And that commitment led to consistent execution. And as we started executing on those priority tasks, what ends up happening is action. Or if you want to look at it a different way, it could be action, it could be a belief, it could be, you know, a building block, but they all start compounding on each other. And so that before long, you're stacking those actions one after another, after another, after another. But then as you're executing it, you then have to start measuring the impact. Because you could think that something may be the top priority, but once you start implementing it and measuring it, you may find that it didn't have the impact that you thought it was going to have, and you're going to have to course correct. And then finally, after measuring it, you renew it. Because once you walk through a set of these projects that you need to get done, the action plans, and you measure them, then you need to go back and start the whole thing over again and reanalyze where you had gotten. Using those measurements, what was working and what wasn't working, and then how to reprioritize the action steps, reignite the organization on another round of them, execute, and so forth. And that's exactly how we work with our clients using this process. If we have a number of different tools. We have the PassionStruck framework, the 11 stages towards living a passion-driven life. And we use that framework in conjunction with these six processes to help both individuals and businesses ignite their passion journeys, unlock their hidden potential, and achieve the goals and aspirations that they want. Are you ready to overcome your fears and start committing yourself to mastery and growth in your life and career? If you are, we're ready to help you. Go to PassionStruck.com/coaching right now, and you'll be able to download the PassionStruck framework and connect with a member of our coaching team. So similar to the example with Lowe's, in the first phase of the Passion Struck Accelerator process is the analyze phase. And oftentimes, this is one that people ignore more than any of the other ones. And the reason being is because it's hard to face the brutal reality of whatever is happening to your business, to your life, to your career. But if you don't truly face that brutal reality, you're never going to get at those beliefs, those actions, those mindsets, those obstacles, those fears that are holding you back or holding your organization back from truly becoming what it could be. And then the other thing that you really have to do here is spend time strategically thinking about where you want to go in your life, in your career, in your business, and then starting to look at those gaps and where they exist and what it's going to take to accomplish them. And that leads us to the next step, which is prioritizing them. Because without prioritization, you are going to try to focus on everything at one time and you're not going to get any of it done. The simple thing is you need to break these huge aspirations that you have into bite-sized chunks that you can actually work on, accomplish, and keep yourself moving ahead on your momentum journey. And once you get that prioritization done, then you really have to ignite, if it's a business, those who are part of the business, to understand the importance of doing this. If it's your own self, ignite that willpower that you're going to get it done. Ignite that commitment that this isn't going to be another simple thing that you said, I'm going to do this, and then you never get started on it. Ignite that passion within that you are going to tackle this journey. And once you've got that ignition and commitment, it's then executing time and time and time again, just like I did at Lowe's, and stacking those accomplishments, those building blocks, those actions on top of each other while you're executing them, and then measuring those first four steps to ensure that you're in alignment and that that alignment is taking you closer and closer to your goals. And if not, why not? And then renewing, doing this thing again and again. And eventually you want to get it down to just like an agile sprint. You're using this process on a very regular basis. I try to get it down in my own life to 2-week sprints, both for Passion Struck and for whatever I'm trying to accomplish in my own personal life side of it. Analyze, prioritize, ignite, execute, measure, and renew. Now, I hope we get the opportunity to work with you, because using this process, our framework, and our other tools, we have helped so many business organizations and individuals achieve their goals. And not only achieve them, but blow them out of the park. And similar to Jim Rohn, we, through our work and understanding what has failed and what has worked with so many others, can accelerate your success, your passion journey, your business to new heights. And I hope you give us the opportunity to do so. If you want to get started, you can reach out to me today on the Passion Struck website and schedule a one-on-one that we can have a 30-minute conversation. And I can start understanding what's going on either in your personal life, your business, or both, and how we can help you to get to where you want to be. Thank you for spending time with me today on the show. And I hope you got a lot of value from understanding our Passion Struck Accelerator process that we use with all our clients. If you want to take the next step, as I said, you can contact me today and do a one-on-one. If you want to read more, you can go to passionstruck.com/coaching and download Passion Struck Framework, which is our 11 stages that we have created to help unlock a passion-driven life. And I hope you keep listening to the podcast, help continuing to grow this community. Next Tuesday, we have on Terrison Dupuy. And Terrison is going to talk about her story of being on Shark Tank and how through that experience, it gave her the courage to overcome some tremendous trauma she had been exposed to earlier in her life. And then later on that week, I'm going to talk to you about how to create an impenetrable morning routine and give you my advice on how to do it. As always, thank you so much for listening or watching the show. Thank you so much for joining us. The purpose of our show is to make passion go viral by sharing the knowledge and insights you can use to unlock your hidden potential. To hear more, please subscribe to the show in iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love this episode, we'd appreciate a 5-star rating on iTunes, or if you'd simply tell 3 of your most driven and motivated friends about the show and post to your social accounts, that would help us grow our Passion Struck community too. If you want more tools to unlock your potential, please make sure to also visit our website, passionstruck.com, to sign up to our email list, as well as check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Be sure to tune in on Tuesdays and Fridays for our next episodes. And remember, make a choice, work hard, and step into your sharp edges. Thanks again, and I'll see you next time.